Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Combox Live, where the game lives on, it never dies. I'm Behram Kazi, who you can find at Def Mango on Twitter, and I've got with me Rob Barron, who you can find at Moso Judge on Twitter, and we are here to review the RCB versus KKR game in which the Royal Challengers Bengaluru managed to defeat the Kolkata Knight Riders by 6 wickets and 5 balls to spare. And Raipur was treated to a Virat Kohli century. Plus, RCB practically, you know, have made the playoffs, even if not completely mathematically, Rob. And KKR now have to win all 3 games to stand a chance.
Yeah, KKR are done. And so they should be. They didn't pick Finn Allen for half the season. So get rid of them. They also got their batting order wrong today and dropped catches all the time. Yeah. And once again, it happens in more games than it doesn't. The team that caught better won, and the team that kept dropping them all the time lost. Even though I want to shout this out early, because the best thing that happened in that game by a million miles was probably the most pointless catch of the IPL, but definitely the best one, was the absolute screamer. Tim Davey didn't even know that he'd been caught. He didn't even know that the guy had fielded it. Pandey took one with his wrong hand down to his left. It was almost behind him, travelling as well. And he caught it 3 or 4 inches off the ground. Absolute screamer with his wrong hand. And Rovman had a much easier chance to get rid of a guy called Virat Kohli, young up-and-coming Indian player, heard good things about him, when he was on 21 runs, Behram. And for some reason, Rovman, extra cover, I think, that sort of area, was 10 yards in from the rope, sorry, not the rope, the whatever you call it, the circle, instead of being toward, you know, if it was 2 yards further back, he would have caught it incredibly easily. If he was on the edge of the circle, as most people are, it would have been, you know, stomach height, easiest catch ever. It was still an easy catch. He's got a good pair of hands normally. He's taken a very good catch this IPL. He dropped Kohli. And from then on, Kohli just did a Kohli and chased it. Easy, 105 not out, lovely jubbly. But that game could have been very different. Tyagi was superb. Narayan did a Narayan and got 1 for 31. And they basically didn't have any other bowlers to defend it, did they?
Yeah. No, I mean, there's a lot you mentioned over there, but of course, that pointless catch towards the end where Manish Pandey, who, like Virat Kohli, I mean, I'm glad that he's also made some sort of a headline, even if it's a pointless one, because both those guys have played every season of the IPL. And the way he kind of leapt to his left, which is his weaker side, and catches that blinder, you know, and then doesn't even use the ground to kind of control it, right? It was just that splendid a catch. It isn't the story, unfortunately, because KKR's fielding let them down big time. And you know, there was some comical fielding in the first innings as well, although there were no drop catches by RCB. There was Tim David not wanting to field, and he had a very poor misfield. Virat Kohli even had a misfield, but that pales in comparison to the absolute shithousery we saw in the field from Kolkata Knight Riders. As you said, Rovman Powell, probably standing a bit too close, could have caught Virat Kohli at cover, but dropped him on 21, and then Kohli goes on to score a ton. Also, Vaibhav Arora had one of the worst games I have seen anyone have since I've been back doing watch-alongs, man. His bowling was probably the worst in this entire game. Like, he probably even takes that cake from Jacob Duffy. He was the single worst bowler in this fixture. And he also dropped a DDP when he was on 22. And I mean, there were so many misfields. I cannot even count the amount of misfields from Vaibhav Arora today. So he had a game to forget. And the one thing that you forgot to mention, I suppose, is the 10 wides that Kolkata bowled in the second innings.
Yeah, they were the thing with KKR this season, and it's not always been the way with them. They've consistently made bad decisions and had bad plans. And I think the batting order today cost them 10, probably. And their own fielding cost them 20 in the chase. It was that bad. And that's the game, right? You know, if you're, these are big swings that we're talking about here. Cameron Green coming in at number 4 and getting 32 off 24. Rinku is very good. But if Rovman doesn't have a swing at all, then you probably haven't got your optimum score unless Finn Allen's going berserko. And Finn Allen got out on his 8th ball, right? He did tonking over, and then he disappeared again. It's not good enough, that batting order, because Rovman, you know, doesn't bowl in this team ever, does he? And he's taken up an overseas slot. He should be getting a whack at some point.
It's really odd. So Varun always gets super riled up when we don't see optimal usage of resources. But the Rinku promotion kind of felt weird to me. Like, it felt out of place. I know Rinku ends up unbeaten on 49 of 29. And if you just watch the scorecard or take a look at the scorecard, you're probably like, okay, that's a good knock. But honestly, he was missing all those full tosses by Josh Hazlewood. And he was offered, like, plenty. I think three in Hazlewood's last over alone. And, you know, I don't think that was a really good knock, that unbeaten 49 of 29. And they really did waste Rovman Powell, who never got the chance to go out there and whack it. So, yeah, KKR haven't been the smartest team, apparently, in this IPL. This is the only second game that I've caught, you know, them playing. And, yeah, I mean, if you look at the way they paced their innings, it was kind of weird, right? I mean, I understand that this was a tricky surface. The ball was bouncing probably a bit more in the first innings, and maybe the worst time to bat was the first 10 overs of the first innings. And that probably makes it a somewhat of a good toss to win for RCB as well, since they opted to field first. But if you look at the way they paced their innings, right, Kolkata, they were 56 for 2 in the power play. And RCB, of course, was 66 for 1. So they were 10 runs better and a wicket better as well. And you told us on the live stream, Rob, that KKR haven't ever outscored any other team in this IPL season in the power play. That's a KKR thing.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah, it is.
It's mental.
It is absolutely mental. But it gets worse, right? At the 10-over mark, KKR 86 for 2. In comparison, RCB were 101 for 1. So they're still quite ahead. 15 runs and 1 wicket. But what happens after that? RCB kind of slow down. They get to 145 for 2 in their 15 overs, whereas KKR were 141 for 3. So they're very similar at that stage. And KKR don't go berserk towards the end. They just end up with 192 for 4 in their 20. And RCB chased the total down, you know, in the last over. So I feel like maybe death overs batting also cost them a bit. They could have been better, which is why I'm kind of pointing out the Rinku knock. I don't think it was as good as, you know, the scorecard suggests.
I think he played fine. But the thing that kind of embodies the franchise this season, the last over, he was batting with a guy who started the last over on 69 not out. And Raghavanshi is very good at cricket and he's having a very good season in terms of his run scoring. And he did get a few away, didn't he, today? Like, he was hitting sixes, which he doesn't normally do, right?
Yeah.
And in the last over, Rinku turned down singles.
Yep.
Or he turned down a single. You don't do that in the last over when the other guy is teeing it. It's not like he's got an amazing matchup against Booth, who's arguably the best bowler in this entire competition.
Yep.
And he got a full toss, by the way. He got a full toss down the leg side and he didn't score any runs off it. And he had the temerity to send the guy back who's on bloody 70 red, right? Mm. Ridiculous, ridiculous effort.
Yeah. We didn't understand it at the time either, because very next ball, Rinku did take the single. So why deny it in the first place? It was shocking.
I think he wanted his 50, right? And which again is ridiculous, but they scored 3 runs off the last, what, four balls, including four balls of the over. They scored 3 runs.
Hmm.
You can't be doing stuff like that. And that's just a sign of a franchise that is discombobulated, basically. It's having a season mentally off. And they were very good a couple of years ago with some of the stuff they did. You know, the whole Salt Kohli thing.
Yeah.
Great.
Not Salt Kohli. It was someone else, right?
Salt Narine, right?
Yes, Salt Narine.
What am I saying Salt Kohli for? Why have
because
I got Kohli in my brain?
That's the just pair right now for RCB. Well, whenever Salt isn't injured.
The Salt Narine thing and the way that team worked, excellent. This year, like I say, they haven't won a power play. They haven't scored more than their opponents in a power play. In 10 goes, Bayram, that's nearly impossible. You normally win one by accident.
Yeah.
And they could have picked, as I said on the live, the only opening pair they haven't picked this season is the one that got to the final of the World Cup.
True.
Just before this. They could have had Seifert and Finn Allen. And the ridiculous thing, and I said this before they dropped him, the only way they could have got back into it this season is by persisting with Finn Allen and hoping he catches fire.
And then they told him
to have 5 games off, and he did catch fire when he came back. They're idiots. It's just bad decision-making all the way through.
We were on the watch along when he turned up, right, Finn Allen, and you were quite livid on the day as well, that why would you drop him in the first place when he's capable of this, and he just showed you exactly that in the T20 World Cup. But surely they should have tried out Seifert with Finn Allen more. I mean, they've been destructive for New Zealand. And there hasn't been a lot to write home about for KKR. In this game, I suppose Karthik Tyagi is a positive. He was the best bowler on display today, right? He bowls them quite rapidly, is, you know, quite express. And 1 for 19 in 2 power play overs in which he bounces out Bethel and his chain, right? And then he actually does better post power play. He ends up with figures of 3 for 32. So that means in the two overs after the power play, later in the game, he actually returns figures of 2 for 13, which is ridiculously good. And then he gets another wicket off the bouncer. So, I mean, I like him. And he definitely is someone that maybe Kolkata can bank on in the future.
I have travelled the cricketing world, and so I've collected two things. The phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part, and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it, and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny SIMs and get the one that does it all. Go to Sally.com Good Areas and use the code Good Areas to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Sally.
Yeah, so when I first saw him in his Rajasthan days, I kept making notes saying this guy has got something, right? And I was like, I'm really, he's definitely got something, but they have to, we've seen loads of people that have got something.
Yeah.
And then a lot of them disappear or they change their action or they get injured or whatever. But he sort of stayed around and regressed a bit and got a bit worse. And then he has since come back. And this year, this whole season, he's been one of the plus points for KKR. I think he's been excellent.
Yeah.
And bearing in mind that he should have had Kohli as well.
True.
So he should have had 4 for today. And that short ball was troubling all, as you said, that short ball was troubling all of them. He found a length on this pitch that was bloody difficult because he bowled a fast bouncer.
And
it was sconning multiple players, right?
He hit the head or hit the helmet of Rajat Patidar, and he bowled a couple of bumpers to him after that as well. It was like, you know, exhilarating to watch. I really, really enjoyed his spell. And you're right. I mean, the drop catches and the indisciplined, bowling, because they bowled a lot of wides and then not capitalizing in the first innings with the bat. All of these things cost KKR. And I mean, Raghuvanshi's knock was good. 32 ball 50, 71 of 46. And he's young, so I don't want to kind of throw him under the bus. But surely, you know, KKR need to find different ways of winning games, and they've got to be a bit more belligerent with the bat, because let's be real, man. Once that first 10 over period was gone, the ball did start to come onto the bat. They should have scored more runs in the last 5 overs, surely.
Yeah, it feels like a series of missed opportunities coupled with the bad decision making. You're not going to win games against teams that are as good as RCB. You can't give guys like Virat Kohli lives, for God's sake. Like, everybody knows that. And
especially,
nobody else.
Especially in a chase. You can give Virat Kohli a life, but never give Virat Kohli a life in a chase, because he's the master of the chase.
Yeah, and he proved it again today, because he wasn't taking undue risks. When he lost his partners, he dropped the gear down to make sure that they didn't get into a mess. Like, that's why he's the master, right? Because some players, when the other guy gets out, then they've kind of forget what to do, make bad decisions, right? That's one thing that Kohli has made a career out of, really.
Yeah.
Is making ice cold, correct decisions. That's part of the reason why he's so good. He makes correct decisions in those chases. So he is a very good evaluator of risk, Virat Kohli. And I thought he was struggling a little bit around the 50 mark, but he lost Devdutt and then he lost Patidar reasonably quickly. You know, there's a couple of overs between those two dismissals, and both times he just dropped back a bit and went, all right, I'm not going to hit the ball in the air, I'm not going to do anything silly, I'm just going to take the opportunities when they come. And then there was the over that Anakul Roy came back on to bowl, the gamble over from KKR, and Kohli blocked forward defence the first ball and went, nah, you're going to give me something to hit in a minute. And he did, and he went 6-4, bang, bye-bye, game over.
Two of the best shots came off Virat Kohli's bat that I've seen in all of these watch-longs. One was the 6 down the ground versus Anakul Roy, in which he uses his feet. And then there was that whippy shot up and over deep mid-wicket for 6, right? That was just incredible by Virat Kohli. But look, he's someone who really understands how to pace his innings, especially in a chase. I mean, that is his forte. And today, he got the life, right? It was dropped on 21 by Rovman. But then, if you look at the innings breakdown, just for Virat, he was 30 off 15 at one point. In the second over of this innings versus Vaibhav Arora, he slammed 4 boundaries, right? 4 fours. Gets to his 50 off 32 balls. Does slow down, but he knows he can afford to. Him being set is more important. And I know Virat lost you some money because you thought he'd make less than 77 runs, but at least Karthik won you some money, right? Anyway, doubles up in the next 26 balls. So 32 ball 50, 58 ball 100, and he walks off unbeaten on 105 off 60. Look, for me, the hallmark of Virat Kohli's innings was how he milked the twos. He ran like a madman. That was his game plan. And I mean, look, he did that job splendidly. And, you know, the non-celebration after reaching his ton, loved that bit. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I was hoping he was going to do absolutely zero acknowledgement that he'd scored 100, but eventually he was like, come on, shut up. Oh, yeah, I know I've got 100, but
yeah.
That could be the new thing. Do the Tom Hardy and Warrior straight out of the stadium as soon as you've done it. Although not a good look if he'd have retired himself out when he got 100 and didn't finish the job. But yeah, we saw a master at work again today, and yet another lesson. Don't drop catches. Don't give people like him knives, because he sure as hell punished him, didn't he? That was like ultimate punishment. And they weren't really in the game at all after they dropped him. It was basically a procession to the chase getting done. And the difference between teams like KKR this season, LSG, another one, and RCB is that if you do give them the chances, RCB are pretty ruthless, right? They will take them. Whereas Lucknow can let you off the hook 10 times in the same game by doing stupid shit, right? They're a dumb franchise. They don't have anyone as good as Virat Kohli, and nor does anyone else, really, when it comes to, like I say, the calculated decision-making and risk assessment that he does. It's great. It's great. It's a great watch. Yeah, some of those shots he played were absolutely amazing. And now they didn't want to lose today, RCB, because they've got Punjab and SRH as their last two. Couple so they wanted to get fixtures. The points in the bag today, right? That's pretty tough.
And I mean, look, they got vintage Kohli today to perform for them. That'll also boost their morale. I feel like as a dressing room, they'll really be feeling that positive energy. But realistically, with the sort of net run rate that RCB have, which is the best in the entire league currently, I mean, they'll obviously be thinking of top two, but I really don't see them slipping down, you know, outside of the playoffs now. They've practically made it. It has happened.
Yeah, they can't not qualify because their net run rate's so good. And they thought about that from the start, right? Mm. To be fair to Gujarat, they thought about it about three or four games ago when Gill did 35 off 10, which he's never done ever. they suddenly thought about it. So you've got to give Gujarat some credit for that, because they've turned their net run rate now to second best. And they were like below average 4 games ago.
Well, I mean, let's be real. Sunrisers really helped them out yesterday, right?
They sure did. They sure did. But they've made a concerted effort, Bayram, to hit the ball early. Not so much yesterday when I backed them to do so. But in those other games, they did. And they've got KKR and Chennai last two. So that's much easier on paper, isn't it?
No, true.
You can talk about whatever you want on paper, because cricket doesn't play on paper. And if it did, it'd be really boring. But those two teams should be feeling pretty happy with how the table looks right now, RCB and Gujarat. Hmm. And there's some great games ahead. We said this the other day, there's some great games ahead to finish this. And there's very few dead games either. You know, you can wave goodbye to Mumbai and Lucknow, but they can still spoil seasons. Plenty of cricket to be played in this IPL. How many games have we had now? 57? We got another 17, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically, even KKR is alive, because if they win their last three, they're at 15 points. However, I think the real kind of battle for the playoffs would now happen between KKR. Oh, sorry, not KKR. Fuck KKR. CSK, right? And then you've got Sunrisers. Punjab somehow find themselves in a precarious situation. And who else am I missing over here? There's a fourth team, isn't there?
What, down the bottom? Delhi?
No, Delhi, I don't think.
Delhi, Raj, chance. KKR,
Mumbai.
Oh,
yeah, so Rajasthan. Rajasthan? Yeah. Sunrisers, CSK, and Punjab. It's going to be a real dogfight between all of these teams now to see which two finish up in the playoffs, because I do feel like Gujarat and RCB have done enough. I think they'll make it. If not top two, then three and four surely.
Yeah, it feels that way now. But the table has felt like it's going to finish in a certain way a few times this season, and it's flipped. It's flipped a lot. And then how good the table has got is the day when Gujarat went from fifth to first and then didn't play and ended up third, and now they're second. Do you know what I mean? It's really close. Plenty can still happen.
Yep.
I don't know who's going to win the IPL. Normally, I would confidently tell you who was going to win the IPL at this point and probably get it wrong. So I'm not gonna spoil the end of the season for everyone and tell you what's going to happen. You'll have to watch and wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, if we do have a qualifier between RCB and Gujarat, whoever wins it would really be in a good spot, because that last game. The final is in Ahmedabad. And if Gujarat win that, they have a big bonus because it's their home turf and they have a great bowling attack. But let's see. I mean, we're headed towards an exciting finish in this IPL season. At one point, I was genuinely convinced that the top four will remain the top four. And now, you know, it's going to be quite exciting. And let's see how it pans out. But that's all for today. Thanks for joining me, Rob. And thank you to everyone who is with us in this live stream. For those of you who were with us in the live watch along before this, thank you to you as well. So enjoy your day. Congratulations, RCB fans. And like, share, subscribe, follow Combox everywhere. Have a good one, folks. Enjoy yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.